Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Sanctuary Studio in Landover Hills, Maryland. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Here with my big sister, Sheila G. How you doing, Sheila G?
I am blessed and highly favored.
I know that's right. You're sounding a whole lot better.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thanks
yes.
the Lord.
Yes.
Also, my good friend and mentor, also known as the cool pastor, Dr. G. Amen.
We're blood.
Amen. Amen. He got a new name since last Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. The cool pastor. That's G. Amen. We are grateful to God for his word, so we're going to go ahead and have a word of prayer and get into the word. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to get together and study your word. And Father, we pray that you will bless us, that we will be able to study, to show ourselves approved unto you, that we can be workmen that need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing your word of truth. Bless us, God, that we will be able to apply this word to our lives, share it with others. And as always, God, we pray that this will be done to your glory. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And we're still studying in the book of Matthew. And on last Thursday, we talked about the centurion and how he exhibited faith that Jesus didn't have to go to his house. But all he had to do was speak a word. I wonder how many of us really meditated on that during the week.
Mm-hmm.
That all God has to do is speak a word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And it changes things.
Amen.
Things that are not began to be so.
Right.
When we look back at Genesis and when God formed the world, Sheila G, he just spoke.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I believe the record says he said, "Let there be."
Let there be.
And there it be.
And be has been being ever since.
Amen.
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 And when people begin to start having that type of faith in God, say, God, I know all you got to do is speak a word.
Amen.
And the situation will begin to change.
Right.
And because we're his children, and we have his word,
mm-hmm.
and that's why the psalmist says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." And so when we have the word, we can begin to start speaking the word with authority, amen.
Amen.
And the same bees that had to be according to the word of God will begin to start manifesting themselves in our lives also.
Amen. Amen. That's very true. It is written.
Amen. And so, you know, we're talking about in this chapter 8, talking about the proof of the king, the proof of, you know, who Jesus is. And every day in our lives, we realize that who Jesus is in our lives. Because when we look back over our lives, and a lot of times when we come to Bible study, we pull down, I call them the volumes of blessings that have been in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we just rehearse of where God has brought us from.
Right, I call my past victory.
Oh, man, our past victory.
I always say, pull on your past victory.
Amen. And you go back and you say, wow, God has brought us from a mighty long way.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday, our church surprised me with a pastor appreciation book thing.
Amen.
And they had all the programs from 12 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Just to see, you know, how far God has brought us and all the letters that they put in, it was like, wow,
mm-hmm.
just to see people grow,
mm-hmm.
see the things that people have gone through in the last 12 years that we, you know, God planted a church. And it was just like, that's proof of God.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That God is the one who can keep you even in a lot of difficult situations. I know you share a lot of times as you know, the ministry at New Birth that you all have of where God has brought you from. Dr. G.
Mm. Had not been for G. and you're right, because, I mean, you know, and it's good to go back and reflect and take a look back and remember where you started, what you had to go through compared to where you are now. And it really makes you appreciate God in all of his awesomeness,
mm-hmm.
if that's a word, because he's been good. And just like you said, if we would just stand and learn how to take that authority and
mm-hmm.
speak it as he did, it would be wow.
It is. And so he had this power over distance,
mm-hmm.
That we talked about. And then as we move on in chapter 8 and we look at verse 14 through 17, he demonstrates power over disease.
Mm.
And I know all of us have had some type of sickness or disease at some point.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And some of us had it real bad.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But we knew people who knew the word of faith,
yeah.
the word of prayer.
Yeah.
And when people know the word of prayer and have faith to pray, amen.
Amen.
Hope that are sick can get well.
Amen.
I think I'm gonna say that again. Hope that are sick
can get well.
Can get well.
Mm-hmm. Will get well. Mm-hmm.
Anybody ever been sick?
Yeah.
Sometimes you get sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Tired. Amen.
And to know that God has the ability to raise you up off your bed of affliction. I've been sick to the point where the medicine they gave me wasn't even working.
Uh-huh.
It was making me worse.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even take the doctor diagnosed
mm-hmm.
and prescribed
mm-hmm.
and made me even sick.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Amen.
But when we turned it over to Jesus.
Come on,
Jesus. Huh?
You talking about somebody prayed for you.
Yeah. He's my doctor in the sick room.
Yeah.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The old saint said he writes out all my prescriptions in my room.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And when you understand that man is still practicing,
amen.
That man is still trying to figure this thing out, and you go to God,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know about anybody else, if you've ever been divinely healed,
mm-hmm.
you know without a shadow of a doubt that it was nobody but God,
mm-hmm.
because the stuff they was trying to give you wasn't working.
All right.
Amen?
Amen.
All right. And you stopped taking the stuff they were trying to give you, and God healed your body.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all going to have to excuse me. I'm going to go run around the corner real quick, because I know the proof in my life.
Mm.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And to see this over and over again, it gives you proof of the kingdom. So let's look at verse 14. Matthew 8, verse 14, it says, "And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever." Now, when you look at this, I always get the feeling that, or the understanding is, when Jesus is in the house, there's nothing that's impossible.
Amen.
And a lot of times, Dr. G, we forego our blessing because we don't keep Jesus in the house.
Hello. That's weird.
Come on.
That's weird.
Come on. And you're right. And that's a big part of what's wrong with church folk now, because they don't keep Jesus in the house. You know, they'll bring him in when something is wrong. But then, you know, just like you all were talking about opening the door last week, you know, Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Mm-hmm. And if any man will open that door and let me in." So you've got to open the door and let him come in.
Right.
But with anybody else, you've got to make them feel welcome.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's so important.
That's true. He's not going to force you.
Mm-mm. And he's not going to stay around nowhere where he's not wanted.
That's right.
He's not a welcome guest.
Amen.
So when I looked at verse 14, it says, "When Jesus was coming to Peter's house."
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the first step, is to invite him
into your house.
Come on, Sheila G.
Amen.
Come on, talk about
him in your house. You can have all kind of mess going on in your house, especially when you have a lot of people in your house, when there's children, husbands, everything going on, and you bring Jesus in there and watch the calmness come over. The chaos may still be around, but they will be calm.
So the key to any situation in our lives is to invite Jesus into the house.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Invite him in.
Our spirit was dead.
Mm.
Talk about it.
We was dead in trespasses and sin.
All right. Come on.
Amen.
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 We was the living dead. You got these old crazy shows on TV with the dead walking around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, Halloween coming up. And everybody's so infatuated with skeletons and the zombies and stuff. But we were some sophisticated zombies.
Come on.
Without the Spirit of God.
Come on.
That stuff looking good on the outside.
Just
but
dead,
like whitewashed sepulchres full of dead men bones.
Amen. Amen.
Say a word. Say a word.
Amen.
Amen.
But I believe it was, who was it, the prophet that said, can these bones live?
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can he dry bones?
Yeah.
Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Can he dry bones?
Dry bones.
Amen. And God says, "Speak."
There it is again.
And the old nursery rhyme said,
connected to the foot bone.
Uh-huh.
And the foot bone got connected to
the leg bone.
Ankle bone.
All right.
And on and on and on. We're going to have a Halloween. Lord have mercy. But the thing is, when we were dead in trespasses and sin, the only thing that could heal us from our sin-sick diseases was to invite Jesus,
into
the
house.
House.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
There's no other way. There's no other way in order to receive his healing is you have to invite him into the house. And so when you look at verse 14, he says, "And when Jesus was come into Peter's
house,"
right?
Mm-hmm.
But we like to keep him out and hide stuff, even though we can't hide nothing from him.
Yeah, we think we're hiding.
Lord have mercy, we think we hiding stuff from Jesus. Well, nobody going to know if I just do it this one time.
Mm.
God sees everything.
Yes,
amen. Amen. And so the key is for us to understand, if we need whatever we need in our life, as long as Jesus in by faith is our resource.
Right.
That he's the all-sufficient Savior. And what do you mean by all-sufficient Savior? That means that everything we need, he has the sufficiency, ability to be able to supply.
Yep, he'll provide it for you. He provided for you, but you have to look to it. He's not going to force it on you. And you have to trust him because that's part of that relationship. You know, why are you going to give and take care of somebody that doesn't trust you?
Mm.
So if you trust him, obey him. Now, you got to say trust and obey. A lot of people just want to trust the lip service.
Right.
Then he will provide.
And there's a example of humbleness.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we think we can handle everything.
That's yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
That's one of the biggest tricks of the devil.
Oh boy.
Make you think you're powerful and you're just as weak as you can be.
Think we can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And we gonna say, well, I'm not gonna go to the Lord on this one. I just take a little bit of this. So I'm gonna go this. I'm gonna make. There's nothing wrong with doctors. Mm. They're still practicing.
Amen.
You know, that God blessed us with doctors and modern medicine.
Yeah.
But only Jesus can heal.
Hello. Right.
Hello.
That's right.
Dr. G, he said, by his stripes we healed.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it anywhere in my lifetime where man had the ability of healing.
That body has to work itself
together. People have laid hands on people and he would have been healed, but it wasn't their power to heal them.
It was through
the power of faith in the Holy Spirit.
That's right. And I mean, I have seen my daughter go through 8 surgeries. And every single surgery that she's had, after they've done all that they can.
There you go.
At that point, stitches, stuff put together, whatever, you have to watch that body heal.
There it is.
You have to literally sit back, wait on the Lord. The Lord said, okay, I provided the instrument.
Mm-hmm.
I provided the doctor. Okay, I led and directed them and put stuff together.
Gave them the knowledge.
Gave them the knowledge.
And the ability.
But now, you got, God is the only one that can make that body go right back together.
Come on, man.
After they've done what they've done, until your body does what it's supposed to do, it means nothing. We saw it with our father.
Yes, Lord.
I saw it with my child many times.
Yeah. And so once we begin to have that understanding of who this King is, the one that can heal all of our soul diseases, and if he can heal our body from the power and the penalty of sin.
Mm.
What makes us think he can't heal us from a physical illness?
Mm.
If he can save your soul,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything too big for God?
No, especially complicated. Mm-hmm. Not soul.
Well, you know, I was just sitting here thinking, because really, if you think about it now, when he created our bodies, he created the body with the ability to heal. Have you ever noticed that when you get a cut on your hand or on your finger and you don't bother it, but you keep it clean, it will heal.
It will heal.
That's the power of God.
See,
and even though he created the body to heal itself, we still have to put that faith in action to help it along.
Lord
have mercy.
Yeah.
And so Jesus is in the house. So that's the first step right there.
Mm-hmm.
You're already starting to feel better.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus is in the house.
Well.
Anybody ever just called on the name of Jesus?
Yeah.
And you're feeling down?
Oh, yeah.
And you just say, Lord, help me.
Help me.
Amen.
Lord, keep my mind. Lord, give me peace. Mm-hmm.
And I know I wear this one out. Lord, have mercy.
No.
Yeah. I wear that one out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I might be the only one. No. I wear it. Lord, have mercy. I know I wear it. I never said, boy, this boy just keeps saying, Lord, have mercy.
I'm always, help me, Lord.
Help me. Help me.
That's when I do something stupid.
But once Jesus is in the house and you're recognizing he's in the house and you're humbling yourself that I am humbling myself to the one who can do something about this, by faith, what happens is you begin to start releasing,
amen,
right, the power of God. Somebody need to hear that.
Amen.
You begin to start releasing the power of God in that situation.
That's right.
I'm going to say that one more time.
That's
again.
Right.
You
right.
begin to start, once you've humbled, Jesus is in the house. In other words, you've been born again. You have the Spirit of God on the inside,
mm-hmm.
and by faith you have accepted him into your life. And now what happens is you have been humble enough to realize that I need to take myself off the king and make him not only my Savior,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
my Lord and Savior. And when I begin to stop operating like that, what happens is I begin to start releasing the power of God in the situation by faith, and the Word of God is it's like dynamite.
Yeah.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
It has power, inherent power, all by itself.
Amen. Amen. It'll stand by itself too. Especially when you're not feeling well. And you know, like you said, you've taken every medicine, the doctor's done everything they've done, and you're just dependent on that body. If you only depended on your body, your carnal body, you would fall apart. But when you get into that prayer, and God is like, let's just give you peace of mind,
yeah.
and then slowly from your mind, you take your mind off of it, and you just pray, Lord, please help me. And then he just works through that body.
Amen.
And just does. But like you said, you have to be humble. You have to have him in the house. You have to have the Spirit of the Lord
yeah.
to be able to call on him sincerely.
Because
yeah. he knows if you're just calling on him just because you don't feel good.
Amen.
Versus because you truly live for him. And that Spirit is with you always. So it's not just, okay, Lord, I'll put you on the
yeah.
shelf. I'm going to take you off the shelf now.
Because yeah, yeah, yeah.
the doctors are done. I take the medicine. I still don't feel well. Okay, as a last resort.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Lord, can you get my body?
I'm going to meddle a little bit more, doctor.
Uh-huh.
You also need to know that word.
Hello. Hello.
Amen. Amen.
With a little bit of studying.
Come on.
Yeah.
To show yourself approved
yeah.
unto God. To know that no weapon formed against me, but
shall
prosper. Amen. That I'm more than a what?
Conqueror.
Through what? Christ
Jesus.
That I can do all
things
through Christ that it strengthens me. That
yeah.
all things work together.
That's
for the
mine.
Good.
God has not given me a spirit of
fear,
but of love, power, and a sound mind. That by his stripes, we can go
I will bless the Lord at all times.
And his praise what?
Continually.
But he's in the house.
Yeah.
Can I also throw a little something else in there? So see, with everything else that you all have said we've got to do, he must, how can I put this? If I get rid of metal again. We've got to slow down and find some serious time to spend with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're always too busy doing something.
Wow.
And
let me take a bit further. See, that's one of the reasons why the Lord allows us to get sick.
Come on now.
Because we get so busy, we don't have sense enough when to slow
down
and just do nothing.
Yeah.
Slow it down.
Yeah.
Slow it down.
Yeah.
Because as long as we've got the energy and if we got to do this, we got to do this, we're going to run away, we're going to do it. Well, when do you get the time to spend with him?
That's right.
Oh, you preaching now, though.
I mean, I'm just saying.
You preaching that. You in there. And sometimes we have to get our attention.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's true.
Because we depend so much on each other. We depend on ourselves.
Right.
We got this. We going to do this.
It.
We did this. Mm-hmm. We did that. And like, well, wait a minute. Hold
mm-hmm.
on a second. You need to humble yourself and pull
Amen.
Up off of that.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Right.
You know, and hear this one verse where it says.
Oh, but you got one other thing.
Go ahead,
said
go
we
got
to spend time.
Yeah.
Got to get out. Sometimes it happens because he has to get our attention. But there are some times where God just wants to brag on us.
Amen.
That's right.
And wants to show the devil.
That's right.
And see what? Go ahead and mess with my child. But watch her face.
Exactly. And that's what he did with Brother Joe.
Joe.
Mm-hmm. Old man
exactly.
Joe. And his friends is all in it.
So
friends.
It's all that. That's why you have to trust him. That's why you got to know his word.
Amen.
Because it could be that, like you said, you need to slow down. Give me some time.
Yeah.
Or it could be a type of thing where, okay, I need to humble you. But it could be a type of thing where it's like, I know you're strong enough for this. This
mm-hmm.
is going to make you stronger. I'm showing the devil how
yeah.
strong you are. But you have to have that relationship, that studying, that prayer life to
yeah.
kind of discern over time, which one it is,
Amen.
What you need to do, what God is wanting you to do.
Amen. Amen. That's a strong word. That's a strong word. You've covered it, and all of that is, first of all, one step is letting him come in.
Amen.
When he's in the house, now we experience all of these things. But you got to let him in.
Amen.
And there's no other way. You have to start there. But when he's in the house, the possibilities are limitless,
mm-hmm.
because he specializes in things that we call impossible.
Amen.
Yeah.
And he has compassion, amen, mm-hmm. on our needs. And then that's why I'm so glad, Dr. G, that Jesus came in the flesh and experienced our earthly condition, because he understands
yeah.
us. He understands pain. He understands trouble. He understands stress. Did I say that?
Yeah.
He understands. Anybody ever get stressed out?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all get ready to run through the. Somebody get ready to run now. Somebody get ready to run.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if somebody says that they never get stressed,
they're lying.
He knows about the stress.
Because we're human. We are human. We're not God. We're not Jesus. We are in this rough, funky flesh.
Amen.
Amen.
No, we were talking about it in prayer service. But stress is a type of sickness.
Yes, it will.
That can compound to lead to other things. It can lead
to
hypertension.
Yeah.
It can lead to insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
It can lead to all kinds of stuff. But if you let Jesus, anybody ever been stressed out and you got to the point where you said, well, ain't nothing I can do about it. Lord, I'm turning this thing over to you.
Well,
everybody need to raise their hand up.
Mm-hmm. I'll raise up both.
Because if I try to mess with it, I'm going to mess it up.
I'm going to hurt somebody.
Tell the truth, shame the devil.
Come on.
End up in somebody's jail.
Amen.
And I don't look good in orange.
Well, with strife.
But once we realize that the things that we go through are a type of illness that's brought on because we're in this sinful flesh,
mm-hmm.
that right. these things come upon us, sickness. Whether it's a headache,
amen.
Whether it's frustration with something in your other area of your body,
right.
and you're like, why in the world is this starting to act up?
Amen.
And most of the time, for a lot of us, on Sunday morning,
come on,
yeah.
on our way to worship,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You get out of the bed, and now you know it wasn't hurting all week long.
mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody.
Amen. Tell the truth.
Now you got this ache, or you get ready to go somewhere for the Lord. Now you got this pain.
Uh-huh.
But when you was in the world.
Didn't worry about it. Didn't have all that.
Come on now. Stay up all night.
Uh-huh.
Get up, go to work.
Amen. Uh-huh.
No worries, right?
And then done.
Amen. He's dumb.
But let's get a little further in verse 14. Matthew 8 chapter verse 14. He says, and when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of fever. In other words, because he walked this earth and he had an earthly existence, he recognized and he understood what illness was in the physical body.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is not somewhere in heaven too good to be able to relate to what we get to. The Bible says that he was in similar situations with us.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we don't have a high priest that can't be reached,
right.
but has experienced everything that we've experienced.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
But he didn't sin.
Amen.
Right.
And so he has a compassion. He has a compassion.
Right.
You ever know when someone else has gone through a cancer or someone else is through a situation that they have a different relation, they have a relationship with you.
Right.
You understand what they're going through.
Right.
Someone who has asthma,
mm-hmm.
you understand what it's like to be hard to breathe. Someone
yeah.
that has back pain, you know mm-hmm. what it's like to have back pain.
Right.
Someone that has children.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm. Amen.
Yeah, the pain that it has sometimes. That have children.
Mm. Make you call your mama up as an adult and say, I'm sorry.
Lord have mercy.
Amen.
And you can relate. You say, Lord, you can look at some of them. Sometimes they come to church and you can look at them and say, Mama, about ready to knock them out.
Amen. Amen.
Daddy about ready to cuff.
Uh-huh.
Biting their lips for all they could.
Mm.
But they don't do good.
Amen.
And Jesus understands this. He knows all about our struggles. He understands. And so he understands Peter's mother. He's his mother-in-law. He understands that. And that's so important to me because sometimes folk don't understand even in your own house.
When you don't feel well. That's true. That's true. Amen. They would look at you like, well, could you still do this for me? Don't you see I'm dying over here?
You're like, really?
You want me? You help me. I can't help you.
Really? Especially your kids.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Really?
Say it.
Yeah.
I need. Aren't you? What?
The pastor used to say, when you leave your mother alone, she don't feel good.
But know that he has compassion when nobody else in the house will have compassion. When nobody else understands. And that's an awesome message tonight. That when nobody else understands what you're
going through.
Jesus will, he does and he recognizes it. And the thing that I like about, not only does he know and recognize it, but he'll do something about it.
Give comfort.
People can recognize and see that you got problems, but they won't be able to do anything about
they
it.
They won't comfort.
They see you need a coat and you need a sandwich. And they say, well, be comfortable and God bless you. No, that's not it. I need some food.
Come on, man.
And I need something to put on me.
All right.
Well, maybe even sometimes just give me some ibuprofen.
Dr. G.
Hey, no, you're right. And it's a shame that, you know, as humans, we're like that. But it really shows the selfishness that we have. But like you said, Jesus knows all of that. And that is what makes it so special when he comes to your house.
Amen. And then we go down to verse 15. He just doesn't minister to the mama, but he ministers to the whole house.
Amen.
Church need to set up and take notice of this.
Come on, read it.
Look what he says. And he touched her hand, right?
Right.
And the fever of lust. Left her. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, his presence, because he was able in the house, he was able to touch her, and she was able to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
But God knows that even in the house, when people are ministering to her, the struggle of a caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody ever known or thought about how difficult when our parents were sick, or whenever someone had to take care of someone who was sick? The struggle of the caregiver.
Amen.
The caregiver needs to be ministered to.
Amen.
I'm going to say it one more time.
Amen.
The caregiver needs to be ministered to. Jesus understands that the mama-in-law was sick, but she understood that Peter and the rest of them needed somebody to minister to them
That's
too.
That's right.
So
That's
when
right.
we come into, when Jesus is in the house, I don't know who you are, amen, that when you come in the house, not only will he touch the folk on this side of the church, but he understands that these folk on this side of the church been praying for these persons all along, and so not only will he bless that person, but he'll bless you too at the same time.
Amen.
That's what I call the overflow blessing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so because Jesus was in the house,
mm-hmm.
Peter and his wife experienced the overflow blessing. Let's look what it said, part B of that. And she rose and ministered unto them.
Amen.
Come on.
In other words, the overflow from Jesus ministering to her, now she got up and began to start ministering what? To
her
them.
Children. Mm-hmm. Amen. And you know, it's just and that's the power of the Lord, because on Sunday one of our members was going into surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And we had been praying. Everyone was saying, let's pray for him.
Yeah.
And God spoke to me, like you said, because I, for years now, have been a caregiver for someone that had to go through surgery.
Yeah.
And I went up to his wife separately, privately, and went to her, and I said, I'm praying for you, because as the caregiver, I know the challenge that you're about to face. So I'm praying God will give you the strength to do what you need to do to be able to help him.
Amen.
And that's how God does that. It's just like what you just said. It's like he does that overflow because the church was on point. Everybody was on point praying that that's her, and the surgery was successful.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks be to the Lord.
Amen.
But God spoke to me to go, okay, I've allowed you to go through this. I've given this to you. Now I want you to give that person.
Yeah.
And not only did I speak to encourage her, but he gave me the scriptures to her.
Yeah.
It's like 6 o'clock in the morning to text to her as for her as the caregiver.
Amen. Amen. And God knows that. And God did it so awesome that the woman that was sick, now she began to be the caregiver and minister unto them.
Amen.
You see how God, he understands what's going on in the house.
Yeah.
He understands the needs of each one. He understands how to go through and thoroughly, amen. Like I said, he's an all-sufficient Savior to be able to thoroughly go through and meet the needs of the house.
Of the whole house.
In the church house, God is the sufficient Savior that knows how to go through and meet if we let him.
Right.
Well, see, the problem is in the church is that some folk in the church won't let him be the sufficient Savior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they become stumbling blocks, amen.
Right.
And that's why the church is hindered so many times.
Right.
But when we all become humble enough to realize that he's the all-sufficient Savior and that we should be in one place on one accord, those first-century miracle blessings that the first-century church experienced, we'll begin to start experiencing them ourselves.
Amen.
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 Amen. Because
Amen.
We recognize him as the all-sufficient Savior.
Amen. Amen.
Well, you know, Sunday school and then it carried on over into Sunday morning. And you're right. If we're all on one accord, you know, what God can do, it's no secret. But you've got to let him in. And just like I tell folks, you know, we've got to stop trying to control it. You know, we allow the Spirit to do what he wants to do. You never know what folk look. I told them Sunday, look, I was coming if I had to wear my shade and anything else.
Cool, Pastor.
And other folk had the same thing because there were folk there that were sick, weren't feeling well, but they had made up in their mind, I'm going to church.
Yeah.
So the Holy Spirit came in and it ministered to people. It took us to that mountaintop experience because he knew what we needed.
Amen. Amen. He said a word, and he did. He just like it. He just took it in Sunday school, talking about how the Spirit just came upon everybody, even after there was a slight issue, and then it just flowed over into service to the point where Pastor was like, you know what? The program is just the program, but I'm just gonna let the Holy Spirit do his thing.
There you go.
And the word is right. There were so many people there that weren't feeling good, that were dragged. He had his shades on because his eye, I was still feeling dizzy, and others weren't feeling well, and people were going through surgery prep, and it was just, but God just said,
He was in the house.
He was in the house.
And to look at us, you would have never thought anything was wrong with any of us.
Come on, but the Spirit knew.
That's
Amen.
Right.
And so Jesus didn't heal her and just had her go about her business. But she turned around and she began to start ministering to them.
That's right. That's right.
And you know one thing, too, if you look at that, it doesn't say she took a rest.
No.
But she got right up and started ministering to the other people that were there. That's what the power of God will do for you.
Because when you get touched by the Lord, it doesn't matter what your this corruptible body is
doing. Right.
When he touches your spirit like that and you feel that peace come through, physically you may still be a little funky, but it doesn't matter because your spirit just is more powerful than that.
Man. And so in this, and we're quickly moving on to time, in this we have to really focus in on making sure when Jesus is in the house, we don't kick him out.
That's right.
Amen.
Because we want to do our own thing. Or we are not necessarily, because sometimes God will give us instructions to do something that, because we don't know our destiny and don't know our future, we're like, Lord, you sure that's what you want?
Right.
And so we, like you said, become a stumbling block for the Lord. We have to not be a stumbling block. We have to move ourselves out of the way when he's in the house to keep him in the house.
And what happens is, well, use the example of the church. What happens is once the people that are in the church get well, then what happens is they can minister to, God can trust them that they're healed enough that he can bring some more sick folk into the church to get healed.
Amen.
Somebody that understand it. I'm going to say that again. I can't minister to you if I'm sick.
Hello. Hello.
The mother-in-law didn't minister until she got what?
Well.
She got well, right? God's not going to bring more folk to the ministry and to the church until the folk that are in there, what?
Well.
Get well.
The song says, it is well with my soul.
And so we wonder why are folk coming to the church?
Because
y'all won't allow Jesus in the house to heal y'all from y'all.
Don't want
y'all get healed now. Y'all can go back and what? Minister to someone else.
Amen.
The word. What happened? What happened?
Mm-hmm.
After that, in verse 16, it says, when the evening was come, they brought unto him what? Many.
You want to keep going.
So once we get healed and we're prepared to minister, now what? Many more can come and we can, and Jesus can minister to them.
Yeah.
Let's go down and see a little bit further. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed what?
All that were sick. And so he's not just talking about sickness with a cold. He's talking about sick in the spirit as well.
There you go. Physical,
spiritual
sickness.
When we were talking about at the beginning about the dead bones.
Yeah. And we have to understand that Jesus doesn't want sick folk ministering to sick folk.
We
need to come, allow Jesus to in the house to minister to us, to deal with our stuff.
Amen.
So we're not looking like hypocrites.
Come
right.
On.
Telling you blah, 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 and our blah, blah, blah is just as bad as your blah, blah, blah.
It has to be well within our soul.
Amen.
It is well with my soul.
And then once the body gets like that, now we can go out and we can share the word and share Jesus and invite them into the house and so they can invite Christ into their house. But we got a bunch of mess, Dr. G.
Don't get me started. Now, I'm just sitting there thinking, because, see, I tell folk all the time that when you come to the house of God, you need to come with a made-up mind that you're going there for a special purpose. But if you come and you feel like crap, because I'm not talking about sickness, I'm talking about mess that's in your life, and you bring it into the church, it has a way of jumping in the mess and jumping to other people. And before you know it, see, if that mess is
that's
not
spirit.
Cast out, it's that spirit, that it will jump, and, you know, you've got, like we talked about earlier, you've got a bunch of dead spirits
right.
in the church. And I tell folks, you know, anything dead ought to be buried, but keep that mess outside. Because, you know, we don't serve a dead God.
Amen.
Right.
We serve a risen Savior.
Amen.
So that when we come into the church, we ought to come with our minds made up.
Amen.
We've come to lift up the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you're right. That is almost like the flu.
Yeah.
Anybody ever experienced the flu?
It's
contagious.
Yeah.
It's contagious.
But the Spirit of God is contagious too.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. And vaccine.
Exactly. And if we go down to this verse 17. We're going to finish that verse out, and then we're going to go to the phone line. It says, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah, the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities
and
bare
our
sicknesses. Here it is. When he's in the house. When we allow him, when we humble ourselves to allow him, he has the ability to be able to bear these things. He's an all-sufficient Savior, but we got to allow them. And if we want to minister and we want to see many more come to know God like that, we got to allow him to heal us from the mess that we got.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Because folks don't want to hear what you have to say. They want to see what you saying. They want to see you live it.
Right.
You know, and you know, you saying this, they want to see if you care enough to be able to you follow the word and be an example.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just do as I say
not as I do?
Mm. That's why folk aren't getting healed physically and spiritually.
Amen. Right.
Because church folk playing church.
Say the word. Say the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And thank people don't see it.
Mm.
Yeah, come on.
We're going to go to the phone line. No, we're going to go to the studio audience first. And the question is, is Jesus in the house?
Hello.
In your house. In your house.
I would definitely say he is. He's always been. I would even say many times he's knocking at the door, but it's just sometimes people won't let him in.
Yep.
I happen to be experiencing what happened Sunday as well, and we definitely knew that Jesus was in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I know one of the things that, you know, we always have to be cognizant of is that when Jesus is in the house, it's not a lot of work that you must do, because God works and he does things and he takes care of things. And if you pay close attention to your surroundings and what goes on, you realize that life is a lot easier when you allow God to do what he's doing and allow him to be in the house. And
amen.
I think that's kind of the one of the things that we as Christians kind of lose sight of, because it is kind of an ego thing. And I wasn't saved my whole life. So a lot of times thinking mentally, I've been doing everything myself. I've been taking care of everything myself. I can handle it. I can't see God. I can't call him on the phone. So I'm going to take care of it. But as you get older and you start getting these experiences, you start to realize I don't need to take this on by myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to just let God come in. I'm going to let him do what he has to do. He's going to take care of it. And then at least I know next time that don't even bother, don't even sweat the small stuff. Let
there
God come in, let him do what he needs to do.
Amen.
And then that's less stress that's going to be in my life.
There
Amen.
You go.
Amen.
Is Jesus in
there?
I know Jesus in my house.
All right now.
I know, because if I miss a Sunday or I miss a Wednesday or I miss a Thursday, I'm not whole. I was actually sick the last couple of days, like sleep all day. And when I get up, I'm like, the first thing I think about is having a conversation with God. And I know that it's, you know, I look at the time, I'm like, oh my gosh, all these hours, and I just don't feel whole. On my way to work, on my way home, I'm having a conversation.
Amen.
And, you know, the last couple of days I've been home, and it's like, you know, you just, so I know that he's in my home. And, you know, my son the other day, we were in the car, and he had a conversation with another child about Jesus. And I know that, and he got angry, you know, like, I mean, not angry in a bad way, but, you know, he got very passionate about it, because, you know, he's like, how are you going to tell me that there's no God?
So Amen.
I know that there's Jesus in my home. You know?
Amen.
And we're working on it, but I know that he is.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
We're
going
to work on it.
This is your man right there.
I know he's definitely in my home, because I look at my home as my heart,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I meditate on his word day and night. And he mm-hmm. said, we present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
Come on,
Dad. That's where he will dwell. So
Amen.
Considering he's coming back for a church that's pure.
Amen.
And if we dwell and we embody the things that, that he desired for us to get into heaven, of course, with him dwelling in us, that only make it sufficient for, you know, us to move about in life and on a daily basis to where he can move and do as he please. So
Amen.
With us first letting our light shine and knowing that he get the glory for it everywhere we go, considering he dwells in us, he lives in us.
Amen.
That's where he can stay. That's where he's welcome anytime he wants. And he lives in us. He lives in me.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He's in the house.
Well, Jesus is in the house. And I would suggest, like Peter, invite him in, because there's a domino effect. Besides Peter's mother-in-law getting healed,
that's right. All the mother folk.
Other folk was able to get healed spiritually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she got up and prophesied immediately.
Amen.
So, if we don't invite Jesus to our house, then our house is like the valley of dry bones.
Amen.
In Ezekiel 37 chapter.
Right.
And we don't want to be the valley of dry bones.
All right.
Amen.
Okay, I can say that Jesus is in the house. I know that when I get up in the morning and I can just freely praise God without even asking him for anything,
mm-hmm.
but just thanking him for what he's doing, you know, because the time when I thought it was all about me
right.
and I had to ask, can you do this, can you do that? And, you know, I just want to thank him.
Amen.
Because he's done so much.
Amen.
And I know he's in the house. And then when I'm able to use my gifts and not be ashamed, thinking that it was something that I've done wrong, that some of these gifts that I have that I didn't understand, now I understand them and know why he gave them to me.
Amen.
And I can just freely see people and talk to people and know that they are suffering. And I can step out and pray for them.
Amen.
And don't have to be ashamed.
Amen.
So I know he's in the
house. Amen. Amen. All right. So we're going to go to the phone line, and we're going to say the last four digits of your phone number, and we're going to go to the last four digits, 171, Jesus in the house.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Yes, Jesus is in my house. I try to let him stay in my house. I ask him to help me to have that spirit of meekness so that he can dwell in my house and not only stay there, but take full control of my house.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for your comment tonight. All right. Somebody said Jesus is running the house.
Running the house.
I like that. Last four digits, 9772. 9772, you are on the air.
Well, good evening, everybody. Yes, Jesus is in the house, always. Anybody know anything about a stroke? And nobody ever had a stroke. And I had a stroke in one day. And then the doctor said in the corner and told my wife that he had 600 and some hundred of blood pressure, and he won't make it today. Someone came into the room and touched me, and the spirit just went all around the room. And the doctor looked up there and saw my on my hands and arms moving, and they said it can't be possible. So I know that the spirit was with me all the way. I had a praying grandma.
Amen.
And he's always there with me all the time. Just kept moving, and my son come in and started touching my arms and my legs. Everything started jumping, and they said, something's going wrong. They said, no, the Lord is just in the room. Always with me, all
Amen.
The time.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
For your comment tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yeah, Jesus is in the house. Oh, this sounds good, like good stuff right here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to 1924. 1924, is Jesus in the house?
Jesus is definitely in my house, and I try to keep my house clean and swept so that he won't have a problem staying there. And that only comes
Amen.
By
Amen.
You have to live holy unto him. So I try to keep my house clean so that he would want to stay in my house.
I know that's right.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for your comment tonight. I like that.
I like that.
Keep the house clean, so he want to stay. Amen. He said he's not going to dwell in the unclean
house. Right?
Y'all starting stuff tonight. We're going to go to 2598. Jesus in the house. Must be listening in, 2598. All right, we're going to go down to 7971. Is Jesus in the house?
971.
Yes,
that's right.
I am.
Good evening, everybody. I am so happy to say he is in my house that was built by hand, and he is in this body that
Amen.
Was built by him. I have two houses.
Amen. Amen.
I have the flesh and bone and a soul. And he
Amen.
Is definitely in full control of both.
All right.
He has lifted
right.
me up to serve him. He guides my every thought, my every mind, and my everything in my life. I would not have it no other way.
Amen.
When you come in 209, you come in the house of the Lord.
Oh,
and if you don't
man.
Think
All right.
that it isn't, you're in the wrong house.
All
don't
right.
bring
Amen.
It in here. You
Amen.
Better come right,
Thank
you better
you.
Come straight, and you better be right.
You better
God
word.
God is good. His mercy endures forever. And I have
Amen.
Had the best time of my life at Heart of God Baptist Church, listening to you all every Thursday, and I just hooked up with
Amen.
Minister Lindsay on Tuesday morning. This house
Amen.
Is all right with me. And I thank
Amen.
You all for all you say, all you do, all your teaching that's coming through the line in this house.
Amen.
God bless you. God
you don't have to be at the church. You can let it come in the through the line in the house with the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And I thank you all. I thank you all, and I thank you all for all of your teachings. And I tell anybody and everybody that's tuned in, if you take what is given to us every Thursday into your home and let it saturate every crack, every crevice in that house and in your soul, you're going to be all right.
Amen.
Amen.
He can
Amen.
Handle anything. And I'm not
yes,
just
he can.
Talking to hear myself talk. He's made a believer out of me for the things that I have seen what God can do for those
Amen.
Who obey and live by his word. I thank you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless.
Well, thank you for your mm-hmm. comment tonight. All right. We're going to go to 7348 is Jesus in the house?
Good evening. Jesus is definitely in the house. It is through him that we live, move, and have our being. And I know that truly that Jesus is in the house because if it were not for him being in the house, I probably would have thrown the towel a long time ago. But because we have power through him and his grace and his mercy, we're able to keep on pressing on our way. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. For your comment tonight, we're going to go to 3494. 3494, you are on the air.
Is Jesus in the house?
3494, is Jesus in the house? Must be listening in. All right. Sheila G, it's... got 1 minute left. It's a good topic tonight. So we're going to let you have the last word and close us out in prayer.
The only
Some
word.
Powerful testimony.
Yeah. I really don't. I think everybody has pretty much said it. If Jesus isn't in the house, you need to go and open the door and let him in.
Amen.
And that's it.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for another awesome lesson that you, Father, have delivered. We thank you for the power of of your word. We thank you, Father, for using us simply as a vessel to deliver your word, Lord. Lord, I pray now that you will watch over each and every one on this call, those that had a desire but that could not, for each one in the studio, that you would just continue to bless us, lead us, guide us, direct us, so that we can always continuously keep you in our house, Lord, so that we too can draw others closer to you. In your precious name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's going to do it for us tonight. Prayerfully, we'll see you on next Thursday night. Good night. Yeah, that thing was just starting to get hot. It's starting to get hot.